Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. Lord, our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And we have another wonderful day and opportunity to serve the Lord our God again. You know, the more we receive what He has to say, the more peace we enter into, and the more of our God-given abilities we're introduced to. And I thank Him for that. When as we go forward in Him, we know what I'm going to say. We learn about things that we may not know. We learn about things we do not know. We learn about things we've never seen. And sometimes we've never heard about. The Word of God gives us a reference of this. So many people entered into the plan of God for their lives. They pioneered their way. Pastor was talking about pioneering. And sometimes you have to do what's different, to do what's necessary. The Lord knows what to do, how to do it, when to do it, where to do it. So the more we trust Him, the more we operate with His skill. He gives us the intelligence we need, and we obey Him, and it works, and we learn. This is the only way to inspire the next generation. And also those in this generation that will help us to do what we do. See, when you pioneer something, you get the ball rolling. You do what others can't do. Then when people see progress being made, they'll join in. And they'll make it better. You know, that's how we got our automobile. Somebody made one, they concepted, they pioneered, they built one. But there was nobody to mass produce them. Only rich people could get them. Horseless carriage, you know. Then Henry Ford had an idea of mass producing. And he wanted the right to build one, so, and sell it. So he built one, and he went to the patent office, and somebody had a patent on it. And they didn't want him to mass produce it. They wanted it to stay for the wealthy. So he challenged them to a race, and he won the race. And then he built the cars, and he had to pay restitution to the patent office. Then he challenged it and won in court. This made the playing field broader. So if he could do it, others could do it. So the Dodge brothers, they left them build the Model T. And they made their own company, and others did too. And then General Motors. And then people had, in their competition, they had greater ideas. And the car continued to develop. It went from a rod brake system, you know, cables and rods, to hydraulic brakes, then power brakes. You know, it just kept developing because people saw better ways of doing things. And at first, just like when a person pioneers something, people think it won't work until they do it. You know, you have better engineers with better ideas, and instead of building the whole car, they're building aspects of it. So when you follow God, my friend, and you pioneer in your way, eventually people are going to see the wisdom in it, and the Holy Spirit's going to help them. See that? The Holy Spirit, he'll have one person pioneer something, and then he'll give others insight, and they'll join in, and they'll be able to do the same greater works. This is what Satan is afraid of. If you ever wonder why Satan fights you so hard, using his demons and the ignorance of men, it's because he don't want people to discover greater concepts of the Holy Spirit. But we're gonna do our part. The only way to do this is to follow God and do your part. Whatever God tells you to do, you have his ability to do it. That's what the anointing is all about. He gives you his ability to do what he wants done. And last night I was listening to Perry Stone on YouTube, and he confirmed something that the Lord told me years ago. And Fisher Pickett also mentioned it, that this all the pastors and preachers and that excluded the Holy Spirit and didn't follow him, he's going to exclude them in this next revival. That's going to be the greatest revival ever. God will not build on a backwards foundation. He builds on a strong foundation. He builds on his word. And those who follow him, they'll be the ones that cooperate with him, and they'll do things that the previous church didn't do. You can't build a godly work without scriptural things. You have to have the scriptural concept. And it has to be biblical. When people try to build with false narratives, and they twist the word, they teach it wrong, God can't build on that. So just like Jesus had to deal with the anti-Christian ways of the Pharisees, now we have to deal with the anti-Christian teaching that have manifested in the church among so-called prominent people. But when you follow God yourself, you know what to do. You know the Word of God. You follow the peace. And as you follow the peace and the plan that God has for you, don't wait for others to get on board. And don't wait for people to help you. Do what you have to do to get the ball rolling. You know, a lot of preachers didn't want to do the groundwork, so they they preached in the confines of organized prominent Christianity, so they can have a house, a place to stay, and they can do it comfortably. But when the Lord builds a church, you have foundation. You act on faith. You do what God tells you to do. You serve other ministries. You know, my pastor, when he finished Rhema, Real Bible College, he served with other men of God until it was time. The Lord told him it was time to get a church. And after he got it, he got good people to help start it. Wise. That's a wise man. Because you have to have foundational people to build on, to build a church. Foundational. People that love God and is full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. And that's precisely what he did. When it was time to get a church, he got a church. And he got a band, and he picked up kids, and he brought them to the school, the college, and the Sunday school, which was basically a church college. But he and he also had a school at the church, and he was the principal, and he pioneered and built it, and it works. Used what he had to work with. He did what he could do. He had all kind of challenges. And, you know, Victory Christian Fellowship is a very effective church now. And people don't want to knock on doors and pick up kids in the band. And he did all that. And worked a job. You have to follow your path that God leads you to do. The excess work you have to do, there's joy in it. When you follow God, there is joy in doing what you got to do. If you believe in something, you put in and you do it, get the ball rolling and you love him and you follow him and it works. When God gives you wisdom, you do it. Then you'll see what he's talking about. You'll see the wonderful works of God. And other people will see it. And then they'll join in. Sometimes the people that give you the greater ideas, they didn't help you build it. They weren't there when you did the ground. But people have a part to play. And people are anointed for different things. I knew a guy, he was very effective at getting people off drugs. He was a counselor. And that was a time I thought once a person got on crack, they couldn't get on. I said, do people ever get off crack? Because I lived in a neighborhood, I saw a lot of foolishness. I saw a lot of misery. And it looked like zombie apocalypse. I saw people strung out on it, and they did all kinds of things for drugs. Did all this, this misery I would love to forget about, but he said they do. When God anoints you to do something, you have his ability to do it. And Ron Coleman was good at what he did. And I love to see people in their element. People in their element, God will send them to assist you and help you. You still will have the anointing. But see, the people that God will send to help you, they'll do what you don't do. And you have to receive what they have to offer. And sometimes you have to look deeper into it. And you have to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit because He wants us to catch on. When they woke him up on that boat because the waves were roaring, he acted like he wanted them to do it. He never told them to rebuke. He may not have ever told them to rebuke the winds, but they were around him. He wanted them to catch on and do what he would do. And when you know, some things you have to pay attention to. If you're sensitive to the Holy Spirit, you'll know. You'll have that inward peace and unction to, hey, this is worth looking into. When you follow God, you know, you're doing what he gives you to do. You're speaking his words. And you can sense, sometimes you can sense things. Pay attention to him. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and ready to receive what he's saying, just like a cat is ready to pounce on a mouse. You know, sometimes you have to catch what God is doing. You have to receive it while you can get it. I've done the Lord that way. I sense something. I say, Lord, you're trying to tell me something. You're trying to get something over, your point over to me, and I don't know what it is. I say, help me understand what you're doing. I say, help me catch on. And I get after him about it. And I chase him. And I learn things that I never could learn. Just last week, he helped me make an adjustment. And it was beautiful. But when I'm suspicious that he's trying to teach me something, I go to asking questions. When I go to asking questions, I go to getting answers. And when I get answers, I do better. You have to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And he will help you. When you're looking and watching and you're seeking, you start learning. And you start going forward. It's as easy as it gets. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.